needed her, and she needed him. There was no shame in admitting it. There were bigger games to play now. Douse Driver could wait. When she needed to feel anger in its purest form, he would be there, ready to inspire her. It didn't matter where he was or what he was doing. The longer her vow remained unfulfilled, the greater her anger would become. The end justifies the means, as he himself had said.
I would be honored, my lord.
Good. And I will accept you as my student. You will put the messy business of your mother behind us, and we'll both look forward to slaughtering the Jedi scum in their beds. And most important...
He winked like the chopping of a guillotine.
Most important of all, my young apprentice, we will both watch our backs.
Epilogue. Tatooine. There was no shortage of cantinas on Tatooine, nor of cantina brawls. Akshay Shanka had come in second in yet another combat tournament, and emotions were running high. There had been riots around the arena, and several full-blown shootouts had rivaled those of the contest itself. Douse Driver wasn't there to fight, however. From the shadowy depths of the Wing and Wanderer, the Mandalorian watched the arrival of the human who called himself Jet Nebula with a keen eye. The smuggler had a sandy air, as most people did on the desiccated planet. His gray hair was as wild and his uniform as space-worn as ever. The droid trailing him had earned a couple of extra dents in his travels since Sabaddon, but they looked much as Stryver had expected. They were watchful, in a way that older warriors learned to be. Jet Nebula looked around the bar, saw the impassive Gectal sitting alone, and performed a subtle double-take. Then he held up two fingers to the bartender, who chattered confirmation, and he and the droid pressed through the dusty crowd.
Fancy meeting you here.
You recognize me?
Douse Driver, in the flesh.
You look better with your helmet on. Striver showed teeth in a way that might have been mistaken for a smile.
In my culture, this expression is considered a challenge.
Come on. I know you can take a joke.
He pulled up a chair.
Besides, you're obviously waiting for me.
I reckon I'm safe. At least until you tell me what you want.
I've come for the droid.
Nebula raised an eyebrow.
He's not for sale.
I'm not offering you money.
Two tiny glasses clunked down between them. Striver made no move to pay, and neither did he. He obviously had a tab.
Good fortune in battle, Nebula toasted. May all your eggs spawn hatch as soldiers.
You know about that, too.
I've got a good sense of smell. And I've transported some life paintings from Hosh Ishir once. You've a nice planet there, if you breathe poisonous gas.
Striver raised the other glass and tipped the fiery liquid down her throat.
I was wrong to take you for granted,
she said.
It's not your fault. I go out of my way to give a certain impression.
I am not apologizing. I am offering you a compliment. Few deceive me.
We both have our masks. Do you keep your tail trimmed to fit into that armor?